USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused of killing five people yesterday at a Maryland newspaper, Jared Ramos has been charged with five counts of first-degree murder, and Ramos is scheduled for a bail hearing at 10:30 this morning Eastern in Annapolis, Maryland, where the shooting took place yesterday afternoon. He's accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette, against which he reportedly had a vendetta after it ran an article about him 7 years ago, after he had pleaded guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley is saying the chief editor of the newspaper wasn't in the office at the time.
I was speaking to the editor of the Capitol probably 20 minutes beforehand. That editor was not in the building when the shooter came in, or he would have been dead, I'm sure. He doesn't go away very often. He works really hard.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Canada planning to retaliate against President Trump's tariffs, and it's expected it will be worked into its national birthday celebration Sunday. Reports are Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will mark the 151st birthday of his nation by announcing the tariffs on over $14 billion worth of U.S. imports. A final list of the tariffs on U.S. goods expected to be released later today. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and advisor to the President Ivanka Trump present the 18th Annual Trafficking in Persons Report. Here's John Clemens.
Secretary of State Pompeo listed a number of countries that had improved efforts to end human trafficking in those where it is almost commonplace.
In Iran, trafficking victims are punished. The victims are punished for acts they are forced to commit. For example, sex trafficking victims may face the death penalty for committing adultery. This is a horrible perversion of justice.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Fire crews getting a line around that Pawnee fire in Northern California now. The fire is now 50% contained after burning 13,500 acres northwest of Sacramento. Firefighters, though, are digging in for what could still be a very rough weekend, as there's a red flag warning in the area through Sunday, meaning there will be strong winds, low humidity, and higher temperatures, which could further aggravate the blaze. Republicans in the U.S. House are demanding yet more documents in the Russia investigation, a non-binding resolution demanding that the Justice Department fully comply with congressional demands for sensitive documents by the 6th of July. At a House hearing yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein insisted the department is doing its best to review and produce documents to Congress, saying the effort will continue, but some Republicans suggest impeaching Rosenstein over the documents issue. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston is suspended 3 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. The league announcing the ban yesterday after a lengthy investigation into allegations he'd groped a female Uber driver in Arizona in March of 2016. And it appears Winston's not appealing the suspension. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.